Chapter 1. In June of 1943, the systematic bombing of England by the German Luftwaffe, targeting Britain's cities and countryside, had been going on for 3 years. It had begun on September 7, 1940, with heavy bombing of London, causing massive destruction in the city, at first in the East End, then the West End, Soho, Piccadilly, and eventually every area of London. The suburbs had also been severely damaged. Buckingham Palace was bombed on September 13th, 6 days after the daily raids began. The first bomb landed in the quadrangle, a second crashed through a glass roof, and another demolished the palace chapel. The king and queen were in residence at the time. Other historic places were rapidly added to the flight path of the German bombers. The Houses of Parliament, Whitehall, the National Gallery, Marble Arch, various parks, shopping streets, department stores, Leicester, Sloane and Trafalgar Squares were bombed too. By December of 1940, almost every major monument had been injured in some way. Buildings had collapsed, and countless citizens had been injured, rendered homeless, or killed. The intense bombing raids had continued for 8 months, until May of 1941. Then a period called the lull set in, with daily attacks, but with less intensity than in the earlier months. The damage and deaths had continued. For the past 2 years, Londoners had done their best to get used to it, spending nights in air raid shelters, helping to dig out their neighbours, volunteering as air raid wardens, and assisting with the removal of millions of tons of debris to make streets passable. Limbs and dead bodies were frequently found in the rubble. During the first year of the bombing, 18 other cities were bombed as well, several suburbs, and in the countryside, Kent, Sussex, and Essex had suffered grievously. As the years went on, the coastlines had been heavily bombed too. Nowhere appeared to be truly safe. Prime Minister Winston Churchill and King Frederick and Queen Anne did their best to keep up morale and encourage their countrymen to stay strong. England had been brought to its knees, but had not been defeated, and refused to be. It was Hitler's plan to invade the country once it had been severely damaged by the constant bombing raids, but the British government would not allow that to happen. By the summer of 1943, nerves were stretched and the damage was considerable, but the English people refused to give up. The Germans were fighting hard on the Russian front as well, which gave the English respite. The ear-shattering sirens had sounded again that night, as they did almost every night, and the King and Queen and their 3 daughters had taken refuge in the private air raid shelter that had been set up for them in Buckingham Palace, in what had previously been the housekeeper's rooms, reinforced by steel girders, with steel shutters on the high windows. Gilt chairs, a Regency settee, a large mahogany table gave them a place to sit, with axes on the wall, oil lamps, electric torches, and some minor medical supplies. Next door there was a shelter for members of the royal household and staff, which even included a piano. With over 1,000 staff members in the palace, they had to use other shelters as well. They waited for the all clear, and had been in the shelter close to 1,000 times by then. The 2 elder royal princesses had been 16 and 17 when the first air raids had started. Families had been urged to send their children to the country for safety. But the royal princesses had stayed in London to continue their studies and do war work as soon as they turned 18. And when the bombing was too severe, their parents sent the royal princesses to Windsor Castle for a break. Princess Alexandra drove a lorry now, at 20, and was a surprisingly competent mechanic. And at 19, Princess Victoria was working at a hospital doing minor tasks, which freed up the nurses to tend to the severely injured. Their younger sister, Charlotte, was 14 when the bombing began, and the King and Queen had considered sending her to Windsor or Balmoral, their castle in Scotland. But their youngest child was small and had delicate health, and the Queen had preferred to keep her at home with them. The Princess had suffered from asthma since she was very young, and the Queen did not wish to part with her, and preferred to keep her close. Even now, at 17, she wasn't allowed to do the war work her sisters were engaged in, or even the things they had done at her age. The constant dust from fallen